an expert on Chinese cultural history.
Iran and what's now Iraq are the kind of areas where this sort of colouring comes in. This is a technique that comes from elsewhere, and therefore it tells us something about this period when China is unprecedentedly open to the rest of Asia as part of this huge empire of the Mongols, which stretches all the way from the Pacific almost to the Mediterranean. Certainly the openness to the rest of Asia is what brings about things like blue and white, and it probably had an impact on forms of literature. So from the point of view of cultural forms coming into being, the Yuan period is extraordinarily important.
And among the happy consequences of this cultural openness are the David vases. The crucial significance of the vases is that as well as their decoration, they have inscriptions. Inscriptions that tell us that they were dedicated in the year 1351. In fact, on Tuesday the 13th of May, 1351. It's a level of precision that's wonderfully Chinese, and it's proof positive that fine quality blue and white porcelain predates the Ming. But the inscriptions tell us much more than that. There are slight differences between the inscriptions on the two vases, but this